Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's going ahead with plans for a military operation in Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than a million Palestinians have sought refuge from the war. He says Israel has a plan to move civilians to what he called humanitarian islands. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby tells ABC's This Week the U.S. hasn't seen Israel's plans.
He is the prime minister of Israel. They are two leaders that have had a long working relationship. They don't agree on everything. We don't agree on everything with respect to what's going on in Gaza. But that's the government that is in place, and that's the government, the war cabinet that we're going to continue to work with.
But he says the U.S. wouldn't support such an operation unless Israel accommodates and preserves the safety and security of the 1.5 million Palestinians sheltering there. Meanwhile, new talks are scheduled this week on a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Russia and Ukraine launched drone strikes on each other's territories last night. Russian forces attacked Ukraine's southern port city of Odessa, while Ukrainian troops targeted several regions in Russia. NPR's Polina Ludwinova has more.
Two agricultural enterprises were damaged as a result of Russia's drone attack on Odessa. Ukrainian officials reported on Telegram that fires broke out at several destroyed buildings. Ukrainian air defenses shut down 13 drones over the Odessa region and one over the Mykolaiv region. Meanwhile, Ukraine also launched drone attacks on Russia territory. Russia's defense ministry reported their air defenses shut down 35 drones aimed at targets in Moscow, Belgorod, Kursk, and other regions. Ukraine has significantly increased attacks on Russian oil refining facilities, seeking to damage a key industry that provides revenue for Russia's war. Polina Litvinova, NPR News, Kyiv.
The NAACP is calling on black athletes to reconsider going to public universities in Florida. NPR's Michael Radcliffe reports it comes after Florida banned DEI spending in some schools, and other states are moving to do the same.
The NAACP says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is devaluing black America. A law he signed last year bans spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, at the state's public universities. NAACP President Derek Johnson tells NPR that black student-athletes should consider HBCUs or programs in other states.
Students need to understand what their options are so they can choose wisely, but we also want to send notice to the NCAA.
Texas and Utah also banned DEI programs at universities, and bills in more than a dozen other states would curb diversity efforts on campuses. Michael Radcliffe, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading in mixed territory. Dow futures down a fraction. You're listening to NPR News. Chicago says it can't afford to shelter migrants anymore. The city started evicting some today, with more than 2,000 people expected to be evicted by the end of next month. Chicago officials say they have nearly 11,000 migrants living in 23 homeless shelters. City officials say those with extenuating circumstances, pregnant people, for instance, will be eligible for exemptions. But the situation has aid groups scrambling to help house those people. Chicago is one of many cities that southern border states have bused migrants to who just crossed the border into the U.S. A state of emergency has been declared in Iceland after another volcanic eruption south of the capital. NPR's Robbie Griffith reports it's the fourth since December.
Many in Europe are keeping a close eye on Iceland, where a giant lava spill has reached the defenses of the town of Grindavik. Footage of the explosion, thought to be the most powerful in a recent series, showed clouds of smoke and glowing magma bubbling out of the earth on Saturday night. Some residents have been evacuated from Grindavik, though most have stayed away since a warning in January. Nearby tourist attraction the Blue Lagoon closed, as it has during previous eruptions. The explosion has not affected Icelandic airspace or the main international airport, which is less than 15 miles northwest of the eruption area. Iceland has more than 30 active volcanoes, and authorities are making plans to protect infrastructure. Robbie Griffiths, NPR News, London.
Crude oil futures are trading higher at this hour, up about 0.1% at $81.15 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.